Welcome back to Holton High School, getting set for Class 3A Regional Playoffs. Prairie LeCompton at Holton tonight, and we're joined by Coach Mike Paramore of the Cause coming into this game 6-3. Prairie's won five of their last six games and took care of business in the first round of the playoffs last week against Sabetha, 28-21, the final score. Coach, sounds like that was one of your better games of the season as far as your team executing and playing pretty well. What did you like about your team that you saw in the playoff game last week at home?
Well, I think defensively it was as good as we played, and, you know, got some stops against the team that really wanted to run the football, and we were in a good position. They scored a couple late on us, and you knew they were going to get some stuff going, but I liked the way we responded then when adversity hit us a little bit, and all of a sudden it became a ball game that we were able to come up and make a defensive stop at the end and go ahead and preserve the game. Offensively, I thought, you know, our ability to throw the ball was good. Gunner had a heck of a night. He was 22 of 28. A little bit south of 300 yards, and I think that it continues to progress as a quarterback and doing good things, and our offense was tough to deal with at times, so I was pleased with what we did on that category.
Obviously, Coach, a lot of new faces, a lot of new starters for your team coming into the season. You knew it'd be kind of a work in progress, but how's the progression been for your team this season, and has this team come as far as you hoped maybe they would to be able to make a playoff run this year?
You know, we always have high expectations for our guys, you know, and not going to make excuses because we got to put a bunch of new guys in there and play. I feel like they can do it, and we're going the right way. I've been a little bit more inconsistent than I would have liked this to have been at times, but I think that's starting to come in place over the last couple of weeks, starting to play better, more consistently, starting to understand, you know, the whole thing's got to fit, and the big picture, everybody's got to do their job and do it well, and starting to understand, you know, their role and what they need to do. So we're going the right way. I like our guys. They come out and practice hard. They do what we were asking them to do, and, you know, hopefully we're playing our best football right now.
Matchup against Holton tonight, meeting them for the second time, just like the previous season. But it's been a while, I guess. You have to go back to week three whenever you faced Holton this season. What do you take from that game that you've been preparing for this week and kind of keys to the rematch here against the Wildcats tonight?
I think it's what it's been over the last few years. We better, you know, stop the run. There's no question that Holton's got a great running attack and what they do, and then they're dangerous. You get too locked in and don't trust your job, but they'll hit you on some play-action stuff. They do a really nice job what they do. Continues to be well-schemed. We're going to have to tackle well. We're going to have to make sure we're gap-sound. We're going to have to run to the football and see if we can get some stops and get off the field. You know, offensively, take advantage of opportunities, see if we can be balanced. Felt pretty good about the first time we played them, about our ability to move the football, did some things, left a few points that we didn't get, but credit them for getting stops when they had to. We need to play better than we did last time, but I think we're improving. I think we're a better football team than we were last time. Obviously, they've gotten better, too. Looking forward to a great matchup.
Final thought, Coach. Obviously, as we mentioned, you know, a lot of different starting personnel, but your team's been the East Side champion in 3A, advancing to the title games the last couple of years. Do you get the sense with the playoffs kind of starting last week that this team is ready to take it to a new level and has the confidence from the last couple of years in their own capabilities to go out and compete with anyone at this point?
I think that opportunity for a program that what we've went through the last few years and played in some big games, and, you know, those guys didn't play big roles, but they're around it and got to see how it goes, and have a chance to play in some bigger games earlier this year, too, is continuing to pay off, and hopefully they're ready to step up to the challenge and understand what it takes, you know, playoff football. I mean, they need our best performance or the year's over, so I think they understand that, and I think they'll play well tonight.
Looking forward to the game, Coach. Thanks for your time. Congrats on another great season, and good luck tonight.
Appreciate it, Justin. Thanks for your time.
Mike Paramore, head coach of the Prairie LeCompton Cause. Our pregame show will continue right after this.